We're going to continue in our service with a time of prayer. I invite the congregation to rise for the prayers. In our prayers this morning, we have a couple additions to the list that's printed in the bulletin that I just wanted to share with you. The first is for Bill Haney, Bill and Tootsie Haney. We found out today that his health is deteriorating. The Lord appears to be calling him home. He is a member of Zion Lutheran Church. And then also received news that Jennifer Lane has been hospitalized, and they're seeking to find out exactly what the concern is and how to treat that health concern as well. Jennifer is the daughter of Jan Lane. Let us bow our heads. And also, one last prayer. We did also get news Bob shared this morning right before church that Ruth, Kay's mother, passed away just a few moments before the service started. We pray. Let us pray for the people here and around the world, those who call Jesus their Lord, and all who do not know yet God's gracious promises. Let us pray for those who think that God doesn't hear them. Use the church here and wherever your people gather, gracious Lord, to proclaim the gospel. Grant your Holy Spirit to open their ears that faith may grow within them. Lord, our hope is in you. Let us pray for those who are enduring violence within their homes and communities. O God, deliver them from their fears. Give the security and peace for which they long, and grant the eternal peace your Son won for us all. Lord, our hope is in you. Let us pray for those who suffer injustice, deprived of basic human rights, and who do not have the food, clothing, and shelter they need for themselves and those for whom they care. Move the church to show your compassion in both the proclamation of the gospel and in words and deeds of Christian charity, which make your love real to them. Lord, our hope is in you. Let us pray for those who are in dire need of your caring protection, Lord our God, all whose hopes are dashed, whose bodies are captive to chronic illness, sudden crises, and who see nothing but strife and contention. Lord, today we uplift Bruce and Kathy. We thank you for their presence here this morning and pray your hand of protection as they step each day in life with you by their side. Lord, today we thank you for the peaceful release and answered prayer for Ruth. Lord, we know that there's grief here. We know that there's challenge. But there's also joy and hope mixed in. We pray that you'd plant joy and hope in Kay and Bob's heart and the rest of the Glather family. We pray that that hope and joy is also placed upon those who are mourning the death of loved ones. Today we think of Ruth Mosier with the loss of her brother, as well as Debbie Johnson with the loss of her father's partner, Betty Hartley, this last week. Lord, we also uplift those who are going through transition and difficulty and recovery from surgery. Today especially, we uplift Jennifer. We thank you for those that are watching over her. We pray for protection of her life, that she would be, that she would know your presence and have a full recuperation. For Tristan today in the hospital, coming through an accident, that you'd watch over his life and guide and protect him in each day ahead. For those coming through surgery, for Ellen this last week, and we give you thanks for her and the success in that surgery. For Alicia coming through surgery, that you'd bless and watch over her. And those who are continuing to ask us for their prayers. Kai, John, Holly, Melody and Brad, Bob, Tim and Raina, Bev, Courtney, Steve, Riley, Spencer, Bernice, Michael, Jen, and Gabrielle, Nicole, Libby, Cole, Daryl, and Janine, Kyla, Dave, Christina, David, Clara, Jim, Janet, Dave, and Kyla. And for anyone else that quietly we're thinking about this morning on our hearts, surround them with your servants to make visible your eternal promises in Christ our Lord. Lord, our hope is in you. These and any other things you would have us ask of you, Heavenly Father, Grant us, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in whose name we pray.
Amen.